Hello and welcome back to Tip TV with Top Trader. I'm joined this morning by Tony Cross, market analyst at Top Trader. How are you this morning, Tony?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Good. Yeah, very well. Happy Monday and
indeed.
All that. Onwards and upwards, hopefully. Right, for new viewers, just explain Top Trader, how it works and what it can achieve for them.
So Top Trader is a small prop trading desk. Mm-hmm. If you're a day trader, you think you're any good, go check out the Top Trader website. If you open an account via one of Top Trader's panel of brokers, Top Trader will then monitor your trades. So Top Trader isn't the broker itself. They're going to monitor the performance of your trades. And every fortnight, they give the best trader a $10,000 allocation to trade on Top Trader's behalf. The person with the allocation takes 25% of any upside.
Fantastic. And the website?
The website is toptrader.com.
Perfect. Well, let's have a look at the slides. Let's see how the traders are doing.
So we're halfway through the latest $10,000 allocation at the minute. So so Raj picked up $10,000 a week past Friday. The next one will finish once New York closes this Friday. So the right-hand side, no change from last week. We've got Nilesh having put in a good performance last week. We'll have a look at some of the trades in a mm-hmm. minute. And Malgazata, again, I think he was our down trader last week, and he's back there again for the very same reason. So, you know, it's the market has been, I think, it's been quite interesting because until a couple of weeks ago, we were missing some of those big trends that I think we saw a lot of in the latter part of 2016. They're coming back in, mm-hmm. but actually the guys don't seem to have, last week anyway, made that much headway off the back of them. So so if we can perhaps flip over and have a look at the this is the standout good trade of last week was a pop on the back of that data on Thursday, the UK data on Thursday,
big push in the pound.
That Nilesh was well positioned on a sterling yen cross, quite a big clip on there. So mm-hmm. You know, there was a decent profit booked off the back of that one. That one trade. And obviously, I mean, this morning, I ran these charts last night. This morning, again, we've seen another move higher for the pound.
Yes,
so you know, that's going to be interesting to see how that maps out. Is that one of those ones where we can now start expecting to see, because of the forecast interest rate differentials, mm-hmm. just one of those nice long you know, bands moving, you know, in favour of the pound. Let's see. I mean, as I say, I think the market's been lacking a lot of that of late.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been out of favour, and I think after the data print last week, it's come back into favour. Was this just one trade, or
no? That was the one standout trade from really across the entire desk last week. Having done a quick bit of analysis, that was the one that stood out to me as being a well timed call. He was in there just about as the price action started to kick in. So he I think it was trade off the back of the data itself, but got out at a pretty sensible time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could have hung on for another day or so, but the additional upside would have been limited.
So it's all about when you lock in those profits.
That's it.
The
you
key
know, it's, you're better to you know, often it's better to take the money and walk away rather than mm-hmm. try and hang on.
Yeah. And so that's a positive trade.
Yeah.
I think moving on to the next slide, this is the DAX. German DAX.
And, you know, there's been a lot of interest across the desk in trying to call these tops on equity indices, DAX, and also the S&P has been another popular mm-hmm. short trade over the last few weeks. And by and large, they've been pretty fruitless. And unfortunately, this was a costly move for the desk last week in terms of trying to pick a short position off the DAX, which didn't materialise. Obviously, those that election result in Holland,
in the Netherlands,
not really doing any favours there either. But they're actually looking there. That came out on the beyond the open, on Thursday's open when that position actually was closed out. So there's Matt, what do you make of it? Do you think we're close to a top for equity indices, or
it seems, you know, it's been a rising balloon, and people have just been holding on, scared to let go. And I think, and you know, DAX is certainly can be a widow maker, because we do see large amount of volatility. If you call it right, fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're short, and you know, it can be a bear trap. And as we see with that gap there, you can be caught out. So. Yeah, it's not one for the faint-hearted, certainly the DAX. I think the S&P and FTSE are a little bit more less volatile.
Yeah.
But certainly with German elections, Merkel, and obviously the French elections coming up, I think the DAX, I mean, it becomes a risk-on, risk-off trade.
Yeah.
And we clearly saw a risk-on. I think that volatility will continue, but the markets do feel a bit toppy.
Yeah, exactly. Just think, I was looking this morning, and there's still some short S&P interest. It's not too bad offside, but it's still offside at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see where that goes in the days and weeks ahead. But you know, the prop guys are thinking. You know, it's quite clear that they think they're ready to call time on it.
Yeah, indeed. And I think, as you rightly said, we're back to a lot of the themes we saw last year. Certainly last week, the markets are starting to pick up. There's going to be lots of opportunities. But, hopefully your traders fare well. Tony Cross, top trader, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.